As Thanksgiving approaches, so does the stress. There's traffic, there's family, and of course, there's calories. But how many in the typical Turkey Day dinner? NPR's Joe Palca visited the Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland, to find out.
A calorie is just a measure of energy. Strictly speaking, it's the amount of energy it takes to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water, that's about a droplet, 1 degree centigrade. Now, we need energy to survive. The problem with calories, of course, is that we sometimes take in more than we need. From a calorie standpoint, all foods are not created equal. Here at the Beltsville Human Nutrition Center, scientists use something called a bomb calorimeter to measure the calories in food. You put the food in the calorimeter, set the food on fire, and see how much heat comes out. Nutrition physiologist Bill Rumpler was kind enough to prepare a typical Thanksgiving dinner consisting of turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and green beans so we could see how many calories it has. Bill's about to load a sample of the meal into the calorimeter. Bill, that looks more like ground up cornmeal than a turkey dinner.
Well, we take the dinner and we grind it up, then we freeze dry it, then we grind the freeze dried product up and make a small pellet so that we can then burn that in the calorimeter.
The calorimeter is about the size of a desktop printer with a control panel on the side. Bill takes the pellet, puts it into a stainless steel jar about the size of a small thermos, adds oxygen to the jar for easier burning, puts the jar in a bath of water, closes the lid, presses a few buttons, and...
Just kidding, it actually burns quietly, but with a name like a bomb calorimeter, I figured some sound effects were in order. How many calories in our sample, Bill?
4,669.68 calories per gram.
And how does that translate to how much people are going to eat in a Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, if you multiply that times the grams of food a person eats, it comes out to about 1.6 million calories.
Now, I know 1.6 million calories sounds pretty high. But the good news is that when we talk about food calories, we're actually talking about thousands of calories, or kilocalories. So that would make the meal 1,600 calories. But that's not counting drinks or pie. Joe Palca, NPR News, Beltsville.